Hi, how's it going? Welcome to the Be Positive, Stay Positive podcast. My name is Nat and I'm here for you. I am here for you hoping to help you find those keys to the door that will unlock your happiness. It's my main goal here to try to help you find your happiness. And if it doesn't come in audio, maybe you like to read it. So check out my book and maybe that will cheer you up a little bit. It's called The Positive Perspective. You can get it on Amazon and now you can get it back on the website again. I fixed the website links. So you can get your copy there, skip big tech, and you can also get a personalized version there as well. And for the holidays, I'll be throwing in all kinds of extra goodies with your purchase of a book, a personalized copy. And even if you buy it from me, I'll throw something in there either way. So just go to the website, grab a book, and I'll take care of you. Something that I've been taking for quite a while is called Magic Mind, and this stuff, I take it every morning. And it's this little green shot, and it's got real ingredients. I mean, it's got the organic matcha that boosts your energy. It's got organic agave, and it's the first energy drink that gives me like all day energy and doesn't give me heartburn or anything like that. I love it. It keeps me organized. It helps me to not procrastinate and put stuff off. Helps me to stay focused and boost my motivation. It just gets rid of that brain fog. So if you want to check it out, it's magicmind.com/bepositive. Use code bepositive20 and you're going to get a nice discount when you check out. So check it out. Let me know what you think. A few of you that have contacted me and said you like it, I appreciate that. So check it out. All right, what are we going to talk about today? What the hell am I going to talk about? As I get older, I start to realize how I'm changing. You know, and when you get older, you change. As life goes on, you change. Everybody changes. Whether you want to or not, change is inevitable. So the title of this show is, Have You Changed? Well, I assure you that you have. And how can I say that with confidence? Because science tells me that every cell in our body is replaced in 7 years. So you don't have the same cell in your body from 7 years ago. You're a totally different person. So what does that say? What does that mean to me? What does that mean to you? It means that you can, with your thoughts, create the new cells in a positive way, and they will grow, and you will change your physical existence by your thoughts. And it's easy because everything gets replaced all the time. Every cell in your body will get replaced. So you can change who you are by what you think. Isn't that crazy? And if you don't think it works, I'm proof that it does. You can change who you are by your thoughts. You can do it. And I hear stories of everybody a lot of people who email me from the show, listeners, and tell me how it's helped and how it's opened up their mind. You know, this show's helped you to grow. And longtime listeners, I got a few longtime listeners whose lives have totally changed from employment to location to relationship to their mental stability. It's gotten better, and it's not because of me. It's because of you, because you realize your true potential. And once you realize that and you start tapping into your energy and your true potential, the sky's the limit. And I appreciate when you let me know, like this email I got says, I recently found your podcast and I love it. It's just what I need right now. And I thank you for doing it. My story is long, trauma filled, abused as a child, loss of family, multiple divorces, spousal abuse. It goes on and on, but shit happens to everybody. My problem has always been that my first thought when something bad happens is negative. For example, my last husband left me and my first thought is I'm going to die alone. Well, that's not likely since I was only 54 at the time. You got a sense of humor, whoever you are. Listening to you and other changes I have made helps me to stop those negative thoughts and get on with my life with a more positive mindset. So thank you very much. That's awesome. It goes on to say, I'm up to August of 2019 and will listen to every episode until I'm caught up and then I'll start over again. Someone in live and work in DeLand, Florida. Well, I appreciate that. And you know, it's amazing how just hearing someone else say what you already know but are afraid to admit. You know, like you, we control our lives. You are who you are because of the choices you made. And once you understand that, then you can make different choices, especially if you don't like where you are. And if you think back to what I said earlier about your cells all being replaced within 7 years, where were you 7 years ago? Or, you know, think about that. 10 years ago, what were you doing? What were your goals? Did you try to reach them? Did you strive to reach them? Are you making excuses for not reaching them? Are you still trying to be that person that you wanted to be 7, 10 years ago? And I want to say to you, you can do it if you just persistence, consistency, and just never give up. And just the thought, the way you think about who you are, your self-image means a lot. So if you don't like things, then you change. It's easy to change. People say, no, it's really hard. No, it's easy. Just do it. It's like, how do people get into ice baths and that frigid below zero water? Well, they get 1 foot in, they get in. And you feel it, you deal with it, you move on. And it's like, life is that way. You have to jump in with both feet and totally experience who you are and who you're capable of and what you are capable of being. Because I'm telling you, it's amazing. It's amazing what you can accomplish when you actually put your mind to it. Have you said that before? Has anybody said that to you? I'm sure. It's amazing what that person can do if they just put their mind to it. And think, break that down. Just put your mind to it. What is your mind? What do you do in your mind? You think. So that old phrase is saying basically what I'm saying. If your thoughts become things, you can accomplish anything if you put your mind to it. If you think it, you can accomplish it. So, have you changed? Yes, physically, your body is different than it was 7 years ago. It's a whole new body. Maybe your life has turned around and changed and gone a different direction than you planned on. But that's okay. It's a growing learning experience. This whole life thing is a learning experience and a growing. And I'm telling you, you're here to experience joy, not to be pissed off and angry and resentful. That's not why you're here. And it's a waste of time. It doesn't get you anywhere. It doesn't benefit you in any way to feel those feelings towards anybody else. So focus on yourself. Focus on your mind. And know that you can change your physical existence with your thoughts. Because thoughts become things, and, you know. You can accomplish anything if you put your mind to it. So that's about all I got today. A little short one for today. I have some new shirts and hats that I'm going to be putting up. Getting some embroidered stuff, some nicer looking clothes that I'm changing the store. If you notice, the other store is gone. There's a new one being built. It might have some stuff available in a week or two for just in time for Christmas. So check it out. I'll let you know when it's out there. Make sure you grab a copy of the book before the holidays, because that's when they really start going. It's available on the website, bepositivepodcast.com. And don't forget, if you want to talk to me or you want to say something, you can hit me up on the text line, 304-506-3332. And I love when you guys share pictures of your beautiful morning sunrises and sunsets and mountains and lakes and pets. I love it. I appreciate that. So keep them coming, all right? You guys have a fantastic day. My name is Nat. This has been the Be Positive, Stay Positive podcast. I think we can all do a little bit better. I'll talk to you later.